This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we get out of the way that you may have your way in Jesus' name. Look deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul, there's any sin that so easily beset us. We just shake it off and just put it. Sin forgiveness cast as far as the east is from the west, in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in Jesus' precious and holy name. We take authority over the prince of the air, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your word tonight, that it will go forth with clarity in the name of Jesus. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you, Father God, for answering prayers on the request, but most of all, that salvation would go forth in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Colossians, the second chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 6 and 7. And the word of God reads, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. This will be next to the message. I get to pray with us and for us. Hallelujah, that we would be talking about letting your walk match your talk. Let your walk match your talk. In other words, let your walk as far as your lifestyle line up with what you're saying. Yes, beloved, through the use of the internet, we're able to teach and reach on a local level and be able to hurt and be able to reach on a global level here tonight. Through the use of the internet, we thank God for that privilege. We thank God because that particular tool can be used worldwide to reach souls for Christ. Beloved, expectations. Life is full of them. When we say, let your walk match your talk, we are saying that we are emerged into Christ, have made a commitment to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, so that we should take care to make sure that the way we live should reflect the commitment we made to Jesus. To walk in him means we live our lives in such a way that we regulate our conduct in accordance with what Jesus wants us to do. Yes, we've been created on purpose, for a purpose. So it is about our daily conduct and attitude in life that we as followers of Christ should abide by. Yes, we've been called out of darkness into the kingdom of light. God has preordained from even before we were born in our mother's womb that he has preordained a plan for us to walk in and to represent Christ as ambassadors for him in this earth that we are living in. Yes, beloved, it is about living in harmony with Jesus Christ. He's our way maker. He's a miracle worker. He is the one that's keeping us in 2024. So living for Jesus involves a process that's taking place on a daily basis. We learn to live for Jesus Christ as we grow in him. You see, a walk that matches the talk begins with being rooted like a plant in the natural. Yes, child of God, the rooting takes place spiritually when you as an individual have given your life to Christ. The Bible reminds us in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, on this, hallelujah, on this Friday night, we are talking about letting your walk match your talk in 2024. Talking about our spiritual walk with Christ. Talking about being each and every day growing to know him in a personal. Yes, we are reminded, beloved, you are to be rooted in Christ as a follower of his. Just as a plant in the natural draw nourishment from the soil through their roots. So the believer in Christ should draw life-giving strength from Jesus Christ as being the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, child of God, being rooted in Jesus means that you are allowing your root system to grow deeper in Christ spiritually. We are connected to Jesus, and we are drawing constant nourishment from him. You see, the foundation of our character is built from our relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, each and every day, as we die to self, hallelujah, as we die to self and our own agenda, then we look onto the hills on which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. So as we abide in him and he abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done according to God's timetable for our lives. So our lifestyle should be to glorify Christ on a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to remember as a born-again believer, we are not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the word of God here tonight that let us know that he that hath begun a good work in us will complete it until, hallelujah, Jesus come back again, or we pass on to go to glory. If you want to live, if you want to live successfully for Jesus Christ in 2024, you have to make sure that you are feeding on God's word on a daily basis. That's why the word says study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, beloved, a walk that matches the talk will progress to being built up in Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, being built up is what the Christian life is all about. As we walk in Christ, we are in the process of being built up to be like Christ. Yes, as we study the word, as we grow spiritually, we are becoming more like Jesus Christ. His image is being illustrated in us and through us in our daily walk with him. Yes, beloved, that's why it's so important to pray, because prayer links us together with God the Father. Prayer links us together with Jesus the Son. Prayer links us together with the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. Yes, believers in Christ, those Christians who walk the talk will always make, who walks the talk will always make the biggest impact on this world system by being faithful in all areas of their lives. Yes, whether single or married, we must be faithful to hallelujah, to Jesus Christ. We must be faithful to God and his agenda. Because even in our unfaithfulness, God is still faithful to himself and to his word. When we talk about being married as husband and wife, marriage is a private relationship. But marriage also makes an impact on others that is around us. Yes, as a believer in the body of Christ, as a leader in the body of Christ, you must have self-control and be respectable around your peers and those you will cross paths with on a daily basis. You see, as being a leader, when it comes time to teach, to preach, and to lead others, you must be prepared mentally, spiritually, physically. You must have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. As you prepare to deliver the word of God. Again, prayer is vital. It is important. The Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, men ought always to pray and don't faint. To pray without ceasing. According to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Not always audibly, but being prayerful and hallelujah throughout the day. Keeping your mind on the Lord. Meditate on his word on a daily basis. See, as a leader in the body of Christ, you have to be like, you have to have a liking for people. because ministry is about people and their needs. And you must be willing to welcome them. Look beyond their faults and see their needs. Sometimes there will be times when you may not want to do it, but because of the love of God that is shed abroad in your heart, you'll reach out to an unwelcome hand. You'll reach out to those that may be of a different color barrier. You'll reach out to people because God loves people. He loves you. He loves the sinner as well as the saint, because they all were made in his image. God loves us all alike, whether we are saved or not. He desired that all men, boy or girl, women, to be saved. Remember, the agape love of God covers a multitude of sins. Thank God for his mercy and his grace in 2024. Because of Jesus, the way have been paved for us to come back in right standing with God. Yes, Jesus is the one that bridged the gap between man and God. Jesus is the one that endured the cross. Hallelujah. Endured the mockery, endured the scorning, endured everything that he went through for our benefit. As followers of Jesus, he has set the example for us to follow. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, as a leader in the body of Christ, believers in Christ as leaders, as a leader in the body of Christ, we try not to be violent, but gentle. Sometimes it's hard, but we must take the low road. We must walk in humility and in meekness, asking God to help us by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God that he's merciful. Thank God that he's very patient with us. But we thank him because he has chosen us for such a time as this. Yes, we must be gentle, because gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit as well as us being in self-control of our actions. Yes, beloved, gentleness is a learned discipline. So we try our best, not in our own strength, but in God's strength, to stay out of quarrels, arguments, and let's have a good attitude concerning our walk with Christ. See, sometimes the flesh will try to hinder us, but we must take control of it. Hallelujah. Because we know our weakness, and we have to bring it before God and ask him through his word that according to 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's in all areas of our lives. Sure, there'll be areas in your life where you have grown in the things of God to where you are strong. But there's still areas in our lives as an individual, born-again believer, that we are still struggling with. And I tell people this all the time, have to remind myself, as long as we're in this sin, we liable to sin. So we must be truthful and come before God honestly and let him know about all areas of our lives when we need him to intervene and help us along the way. One area that the enemy may try to trick us in is when it comes to money. Remember what the word says, hallelujah, in 1 Timothy 6:10, as a born-again believer, also as a leader in the body of Christ. Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So we must always remember, thank God for money. But money in itself is not bad. But it's when we have a love for it and we're willing to do anything in order to obtain it, it becomes evil. So we must ask the Lord to help us to be able to release the love of money out of us so that we can give in charitable organization, pay our tithe and offering to the place where God has assigned us to, and help others along the way. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always be mindful of this, according to this scripture. The root of all evil means a root or source of all kind of evil. Covenant after also means that some have stricken away after the love of money as being their primary goal in life. That's where it can cause you to error. So you must ask God to help you walk and be delivered of that stronghold so that you may have a balanced walk with him. Remember, everything that we obtain comes from God. Bible says every good and perfect gift come from the Father of light, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. So let your walk match your talk in 2024. Beloved, as a leader in the body of Christ, we have to have a certain level of spiritual maturity. We can't be a novice just starting out in our walk with the Lord and be placed in a position of leadership because we haven't arrived yet. We have to grow. Bible says for us to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby on a spiritual basis. In order to grow spiritually, we must be willing to read God's word. We must be willing on a daily basis to have a time of devotion. We're going to have a little talk with Jesus. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to place forth within our lives a hunger for his word, because his word will not return to him void. His word will give us the nourishment that we need for our sanctified soul. Oftentimes, as we grow in the things of God, it comes with age and with experience. You see, we have to understand that many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. So, beloved, our Christian walk must come out of a pure desire to serve and to know Jesus Christ more on a daily basis. You see, people that looks from the outside knows the difference on whether you're real or not. Are you genuine? Hallelujah. Or if you're just talking in your walk, people, they'll listen to your testimony, but they want to see evidence that what you're saying, that you're living according to what you stand for. They are watching to see, are you just mumbling and grumbling with lip service, or are your life lining up with what you stand for? Yes, in 2024, as we get closer to the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must take a stand for righteousness' sake. Not just on Sunday morning, going to church assembly, midweek service, going to a Bible study. No, we must do this. Our lifestyle must be lived 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is no time off. To do right, we must live right. So listen, followers of Christ, high expectation, high call, holding ourselves to high standards are the qualification of great leaders in the body of Christ. Yes, it may be tight, but it's right. God's way. It's a way that we must work while it is day, for night coming, that no man, no one man can work. God is looking for winners in 2024 and not for quitters. God is looking for participants and not spectators in the body of Christ. Bible says here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling, wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endearing to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So therefore, beloved, we are called to walk in humility and meekness. So we should be imitators of God as Christ was. He was our example that we must follow. You see, the word imitator means a person who copies the behavior or actions of another. I'm going to say that again. The word imitator means a person who copies the behavior or actions of another. So believe in Christ. Follow God's example as dear loved children, walk in the way of love, God's love, in 2024. Yes, people of God, we must be humble at all times, because when we do that, we can become united, united in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. Yes, in 2024, let your lifestyle matches your talk. Hallelujah. Don't say one thing with your mouth and your actions is saying something else. Because what it does is confuse people. And where there's confusion, God is not in the midst. He's not the author of confusion. the devil is, the flesh is. So we must watch how we walk and how we talk and what it
is. I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real.
They will be supplied. Not the way we want it, though.
Amen.
It's going to be the way he wants it. We just have to be still and know that he is the God.
Well, praise the Lord. Y'all heard it straight from my pastor, Pastor Maggie Hollard. Ackerman, and I think if you're looking for a church home around the Houston area, amen, on Southwest Houston, Texas area, amen, I recommend Miracle Christian Fellowship Church under the leadership of no other than Dr. Solomon Ackerman and Pastor Maggie Ackerman. Praise the Lord, Pastor. We
praise
really appreciate
Lord.
You, amen,
yeah,
and your husband, y'all down the front. A fine job out there in the Southwest Louisiana. I'm still in Louisiana now. I'm transplanted from Louisiana into Hallelujah, Missouri City, Texas. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are just excited.
We are thankful.
Excited.
Put in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. And I'm gonna turn it over to my wonderful wife, amen. I just want to make sure that she get hers too, because Pastor, one thing that I realized, one will put a thousand in flight, but two will put 10,000 in flight, and that's why I tell people all the time. I say, teamwork makes ministry, life and dream work. So I thank God for Providence Tebow. Amen. She's been busy.
I'm going to just listen to her. I know God has a word from her.
All right. Amen. Well, amen. We're gonna just go ahead and put on the spot, because since Pastor Meg has said so, I'm gonna just follow instructions. Honey, where you at? Amen.
God is good.
Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Well, I don't see her in the vicinity, so I'm gonna just keep on keeping on. Amen. Amen. Because God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we just ask that each and every one that is on the line. Amen. Amen. That if you have any type of prayer need that you want us to agree with you on, amen, it's just a matter of calling, amen. I know as we get ready to bring this segment to a close, amen, amen. You can always also reach us, as long as we are available and still connected to the line. It's just a matter of calling in, and we'll try our best, amen, to answer each and every to pray about each and every prayer request, because that is needed so much in this hour. Amen. Words like our pastor said, amen, words of encouragement and prayer. Again, we was talking about let your walk match your talk spiritually. Because the way that we live, it is our testimony to people that may never ever walk into a church building. Amen. I want you to know something. The church is people, but the assembly is the place where people meet. Amen. Amen. But it takes people, amen, to go forth and represent the church body, to represent as being ambassadors for Christ. And our job is not just to encourage one another in order to be set out, in order to bring others into the fold, into the kingdom of God. One plant, one water, but God brings the increase. So we all have a job to do. All we got to do is find out what it is, pray and ask the Lord to lead us and guide us, hallelujah, in what he wants us to do on a daily basis. So we are thankful and grateful tonight. Amen. Keep on praying for us and with us. As we are thankful and grateful, we are getting ready to do our part as far as doing what God has called us to do. Amen. We have some upcoming events we're going to be sharing with you at a later date. Amen. If you'd like to get in contact with us, Amen. You can write to us, amen, at 8544 West Belfort Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. Again, this is Blessed Lutheran Faith Ministries, 8544 West Belfort Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. Well, God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.